You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, we want to tell you to be there at First Energy Stadium as the Browns take on the Jaguars on Sunday. Call 1-800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com for available tickets. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura on a Call Your Shot Friday on ESPN 850 WKNR, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So we want some folks via Twitter. If we've got a few tweets to get into, and we want to ask our producer, Matt Fontana. Matt, do you have we've got a couple in our own right, but what do you have in your end? Anything do you want to share with us?
Yeah, let me pull some up for you guys real quick.
Please do. Please feel free. Yeah, well, while he's pulling up, go to our batch. Go ahead. Yep.
Start of the game, he said, "I'm no longer a supporter, and even though I've given up on weed, I'd still like to see him do well and prove me wrong."
Yeah, I think that's going to be sentiment that people will generally have. I don't expect people to go in there embracing him or what he's doing as a quarterback. You know, keep this at the level of what he's done as a player, still in the very short time that he has been there. But you always want to be proven wrong, even if you've made him the most maligned player on the football team. That will stop if he can do anything to try to win you back. Now, you need to see it consistently, but this would be a great opportunity. I would love Brandon Whedon's approach to be, and I don't know that he's wired this way, and I can't pretend to know what's inside his head. We all have done a lot of psychoanalysis and see him as this guy who's just steady, doesn't seem to give us a lot in the way of emotion, and that bothers people, especially when it comes to football. But the fact is that he like anybody, and you heard Doug Deacon talk about that pride factor and what a great motivator it is. I want him to say in your face to everybody with a performance, not with his words, just with a performance. That'll say it all.
It will say it all, and that would ultimately, I think, be a key requisite in leading to a victory for the Cleveland Browns this weekend. Matt, you got some tweets, or you want us to give a couple more?
All right.
I got one here from at XC Warrior 1. He said the D-Claw Jags produced only one score in the ugly endeavor, beat the Browns 3-0. I will say that it is clearly a less optimistic Call Your Shot Friday than we have had in a few weeks.
Yeah, so we got, I can't even read this one. Here's another one from Manimal. He said, is there a chance to save this season, starting to slip away after a great start? Can Brandon Whedon salvage his career? And that's at DYard5, also known as Manimal. Is there in one game? No, but I don't think you were asking about that. I know you were asking in this pretty much this five game chunk. Whatever it is, I hope it's not a clump. I hope it's a chunk. But I hope what it is an opportunity for him to do something with each opportunity he gets in these five games to do exactly that. Can he salvage his whole career? If he puts together five outstanding games, yes. Is he going to play or start five games? That's an unknown. We don't know what Jason Campbell's health status is going to be through the remainder of the year. I hope Jason Campbell gets to get back on the field and is fully recovered and gets cleared to play. But having said that, I would love it if Whedon plays that game of his life Sunday, just plays lights out, and then you've got a decision to make if you're the Browns coaching staff, if you're Rob Chudzinski, and you say, well, you know what, let's just let this guy ride it out. What can it hurt? And it really couldn't hurt a thing, because I don't know that either of those quarterbacks is still on this team after the end of this season, Whedon or Campbell.
Yeah, I certainly don't know the answer to that question, and I think it'll be very interesting to see how that turns out. I think there's probably a good chance that neither one of them will be on the team next season. Got one from our guy at Coach Dogbone, Scott Carter, who says, "I really don't like picking against the Browns, but I just have no confidence in them right now. Jags 14, Browns 10.
Jags 14, Browns. That was your – wasn't that similar to your score?
I had 13. I think I had 17-16.
17-16. Okay. Uh-huh. So low – a lot of people see low it scoring. As a low-scoring affair. And you and I, again, making our picks as honestly as we do and being as consistent as we are. And, you know, early in the season, games that we didn't think they were going to win, we stayed true to what our picks were. Well, so Dennis Maniloff got this tweet from him, and I appreciate this compliment. He says he appreciates the clinical analysis of the Browns by me and by you. He also mentions Les Levine. He says no sugarcoating, no Kool-Aid. Well, yeah, I think you want to just give it as you see it. Where is my heart in all of this? And I won't speak for Les. I know I can speak with you for you and with you on this because we're of one mind on this.
Yes.
What we want, what we desire is to see this team dominate, do great. It's better for everybody, and especially in our role and what we do with this show, for this to be an outstanding football team.
Absolutely.
And dominant football team and winning football team, and that we're talking about success. But when we're not talking about success, then you talk about what there is to talk about, and you be honest about it and straight up about it. And no, there is no sugarcoating it, because why should we? That's not what you do.
Right. Listen, it is what it is, and hopefully the Browns can kind of pick it up this week, get it done, and we can all be thankful for a Browns victory this Sunday against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Hope everybody who tuned in had a great Thanksgiving. Go Browns this weekend. Check out the Cleveland Browns Daily Wrap if you didn't catch the whole show, or you can get it on demand at clevelandbrowns.com.
Yes, do that. And again, a very safe and fun weekend for everybody. I know there's family in town in many, many cases, so enjoy the people that you're around and with, and lots of hugs, kisses, enjoy it all, and have fun the rest of this weekend. And I hope those of you who are planning to come out to Sunday's game or thinking about it, go out there, come out and
support
and be part of it. I'll be there. So, you know, if nothing else, we can all talk. I can have a chat with 70,000 of you or whatever, however many show up. I hope it's that kind of number on Sunday. All right. We want to thank Jameer Howerton and Jordan Cameron, Desmond Bryant, of course, for their participation. Doug Deacon on this show, thank you guys very much for being a part of this thing. Want to thank Matt Fontana for doing a wonderful job producing today.
Yes.
And we want to thank Carly McCord for tweeting during the show. And, of course, she will be putting together the Browns Daily Wrap that you just talked about that will be posted on clevelandbrowns.com later on. Very, very thankful for a lot of things. Great family and great friends. And one of my newest friends is, it's not that new anymore. We started in July, but
that's
is
right.
My partner here, Nathan. Very thankful to have you aboard here with the show, man.
Thankful to be aboard and working with you, Notorious. You are the man. And happy, have a great, healthy weekend, safe weekend, everybody, and go Browns on Sunday. Appreciate you guys tuning in to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
I don't sing it as well as you.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.